Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jay Keaton of the Liberty and Faith Podcast. I want to thank you for listening and joining in with me as we walk through the Word together. And man, I love to do that. As I've said before, if you want true biblical teaching and preaching where the focus is on God and Jesus Christ, biblically accurate, as He was crucified and risen from the grave, the great mediator between God and man, the door in which we all have to go through to get to God or heaven, the truth, the life, the way, then this is the right place. And I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Man, it's just good to be saved. Let me tell you, I am enjoying my relationship with my Lord. He's always on my mind. I'm always tuned into His voice, trying to hear what He's saying and following His lead. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And I want to thank you again for being with me tonight. And God has laid something on my heart, and I want to bring the Word to you here again. The Lord is just so awesome, is He not? I praise the Lord for His salvation and for His goodness, His mercy, and His grace. I mean, it's so good to be saved and in the middle of God's will. And there is such a comfort that goes beyond words or the ability to describe when I say that. And I hope and pray that in your life, you know and experience the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That is available to you, friend. That is available to you. The only thing that you have to do is say yes to God. It's so simple. He's did all the work. He's done all the things. He's did everything for you. The only thing that we have to do is just be obedient and say, yes, Lord, and really mean it in all your heart. I was recently talking to a friend of mine about the Lord, as I typically do every single day. And we were talking of how we have found God to be so good to our souls. And I said to him, just like those who met Jesus for the first time, like the woman at the well who went and told others, come and see the man who told me everything I did, she said. And I want to kind of look at them words, come and see. They were excited about who Jesus Christ is. And I don't want to speak of him in a past tense, even though we're looking at something that happened in the past. He is present right now and into the future. He is available for you, my friend. Listen to me. Come and see. Let me take you to the man. Let me take you to Jesus, who knows everything about you, who knows exactly where you are right now, exactly what you're thinking, exactly what's going on in your heart, exactly what decisions you have to make, exactly all the struggles that you have, exactly what your future holds. He knows. And He's waiting for you with an open hand. There's just something about talking to Jesus, isn't it? There's just something about it. When you have a real life encounter with the Messiah, it changes your life. It changes you. It changes everything about you. I want to read to you some scripture here real quick. And I want you to listen to this. And this is actually found in John 1, 35 through 42. And this is Jesus, and He was talking to some of His disciples, and it says this, again, the next day after John stood and two of His disciples, and looking upon Jesus as He walked, He saith, behold the Lamb of God. This is John the Baptist. And the two disciples heard Him speak, and they followed Jesus. Now, John looked at Jesus and said, behold the Lamb of God. My goodness, I would have loved to have been there in that moment. Would you have not wanted to be there too? Behold the Lamb of God. John's soul knew who Jesus was. There's something about Him. Fully man and yet fully God. And the two disciples heard Him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? Man, what a statement. What are you seeking? And can I ask you that, friend, as I ask myself, what is it that you're seeking? Are you following Jesus because it's just a ritual that you do? Are you following Christ because that's what you've been trained to do? Are you following God because it's a tradition that you have in your family? What are you seeking? What is it? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, listen at this, come and see. Come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Listen. And he brought him to Jesus. Come and see. Jesus told them, come and see. Come and see where I live. Wow, what a statement. How you can look so deeply into that. Brothers and sisters, Jesus had no place to which to lay his head, the scripture said, but he was saying, come and see. Wow, what a statement. Because that same Lord wants to live within you and me. That's where he wants to make his abode. Within your soul, within your heart, he wants to live. In the story of the woman at the well in John 4, 4 through 30, she makes this interesting statement. You know, Jesus kind of reads the book of her life, you know, to her. He was there all alone. And he asked the woman to give him a drink. And I'm just paraphrasing for you. And he said, Jesus told her, he said, go call your husband to come here. And she said, I don't have no husband. And Jesus said, well, you said, well, you have no husband. For you have had five husbands. Jesus told her, and he said, the one you're with now is not your husband. In saying that, Jesus said, you said truly. And the woman said to Jesus, I perceive that you're a prophet. I can remember her saying that to the Lord. And she said to him, I know that the Messiah comes, which is called the Christ. And when he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I that speak unto thee am he. Wow. When Christ conveys himself to your heart, brothers and sisters, when he conveys himself to your heart, oh, how that speaks to your soul. You are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And when God himself speaks who you are created in his likeness, your soul understands it, receives it, knows it to be the truth. It just does something to us. We're made for him. The scripture says the body, our bodies belong to him. It is the temple not made by man's hands, crafted by God himself so that he can dwell with you and among you. Within your soul. The woman was so excited when Jesus unveiled himself to her heart, to her. I can remember the day when Jesus revealed himself to me. Oh, brothers and sisters, she left her water pot at the well. And she said to the men of the city, come and see. Come and see a man, which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And then they went out of the city and came to him. Listen, when Christ revealed himself to my heart and your heart, do you remember that day? What it felt like to have the Spirit of God sweep across your being? And if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, oh, there is nothing like that in all of the world. For you were meant for that. You were meant for that. When you come to him on honest terms, no hidden agendas, no shut doors in the deep secret places of your heart, But when you come to him and just say, here I am, Lord. Here's all of me. Take me, mold me, make me what you want me to be. He will change your life. But you have to be willing. You see, all these people in the Bible, they had lives just like yours. And all the complications of life. All the things with family and friends and decisions and heartaches and rejections and a workplace and trying to make money and trying to feed the family and try to live right. They had all this dealing with sickness, disease. And they had to deal with people that were controlled by addictions there were so many things. It was just like the way in which we're living. It's the same thing. But let me tell you, there is just no way to have an encounter with Jesus and then not cause you to change. When you look into the eyes of God, you will either follow him or you will reject him. His light will be welcoming to your soul, or you will push away because you love sin more than you love God. Please follow the Lord. Please follow the Lord. People know truth when they hear it. They don't always accept it. But truth speaks to the ears of the hearers. Jesus, talking about people that know him, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. Speaking of us that know him, we can tell when there is a spiritual imposter trying to lead us from the Savior, or someone who is not called of God, or not a shepherd, or not a preacher, but when truth speaks to the soul of man who's made in God's image, and when that one true God speaks to your soul, you know it. I can only imagine what excitement and wonder filled the disciples' hearts as they first spoke to Jesus. Can you imagine? Man, we long for that day, don't we? When they first spoke to Jesus, think of that. Go with me back in time in your mind right now, and let's just try to look at this. Let's just try to look at an embodiment of the Christ and think for just a minute what it would be like to stand there and see the wind blowing in his hair and the smile that he had and the blessed glory that he possessed, the unique divinity that was within him. When he spoke to you, the same person that spoke the world into existence, whose words was coming out of his blessed mouth and into the ears of the hearers. Oh, what wonder and glory it must have been to be in the presence of Jesus. Knowing now that the scripture says everything that was made by him and for him, John says something interesting. Listen to this in John 1:14, and let's kind of pick this apart a little bit and kind of unveil this. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Listen, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That is a descriptor of what they saw when they looked at the Lord. Listen at this. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. Listen, when we seen him, he was full of grace and full of truth. What John is telling us is that he was an eyewitness to this, that he himself beheld the second person in the Holy Trinity take on human nature and yet kept his deity. John is showing us and testifying to us that he seen Jesus' glory, this unique splendor, this unique divinity, love, and honor seen only in the life of Jesus. He saw it. He was witness to it. A man who didn't have a place to lay his head, whose best clothes was a seamless robe, yet his divinity was on display for everyone to see in his life, his death, and his resurrection, as well as his ongoing work of salvation to all who would believe. Oh, how I love my Lord. Oh, how I love him. Just as sure as you see Jesus at work in these scriptures, that same Lord Jesus is available for you too. Right now, hallelujah. Right now. If you're in your car, you just pull over and pray to God and he's right there. Just pray and give your life to Christ. He's right there. Give it to Jesus. Come and see the man. Let me invite you. Come and see this man. He has everything you need. Believing that Jesus was the Messiah meant just that, that all of life's issues were resolved in this one man. The Jewish people had many names for God, and I taught the church this. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah who is my peace, Jehovah Rophi, my healer, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Nisi. They called him by all these names because God to them represented the answer to everything any human has need of. If they needed peace, they called upon Jehovah Shalom. Do you need peace? If you need provisions, he is Jehovah Jireh, God who is my provider. If you need healing, he is Jehovah Rophi. Whatever you need, listen to me, is found in God. Is found in God. With this understanding, brothers and sisters, God has spoken to me to tell you that no matter what you have need of, come to him. Come and see. Let me take you to the man. Right now, come and take my hand. Let's go to the man. Come to the Lord. He's willing to give. If you're depressed, go to the Lord. If you're in some sort of trouble in your marriage, in your life, no matter what it is, go to the Lord. Jesus revealed his essential nature in the book of John and what he taught and what he did. John wrote about Jesus as fully human but fully God. And although Jesus took upon himself full humanity and entered history with the limitations of a human being, he never ceased to be the eternal God. Hallelujah. Eternally existing, the creator and sustainer of all things, the source of eternal life. John's gospel tells the truth about Jesus, the foundation of all truth. And if we cannot or do not believe in Jesus' true identity, we will not be able to trust him with our eternal destiny. Let me say that again. If you can't believe in Jesus' true identity, you won't be able to trust him for your eternal destiny. John wrote this gospel, his gospel, to build our faith and confidence in Christ Jesus so that we might believe that Jesus truly was and is the Son of the living God. John 1:14, Christ is the perfect expression of God in human form. The two most common errors that people make about Jesus are minimizing his humanity or minimizing his divinity. Jesus is both divine and human. You can see that in Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 9. John also was clarifying his use of the term word. The Greek philosophical meaning of the term word as reason could refer to anything that wasn't flesh. But to say that the word became flesh broke all the rules, which is exactly what God did. He wrapped himself in humanity. Underneath Jesus' appearance, folks, as an ordinary Jewish carpenter, the disciples saw this indwelling glory of God. To the outsider, Jesus was nobody special. So it is today. To those in the inner circle, he was the unique Son of God filled with glory. And too often, we accuse the disciples of being slow to understand Jesus, but probably much of the time they were just simply stunned. Jesus was always more than they could totally absorb. And listen, he will have the same effect on you. Come and see. Come and see this great man. Come and see. If you have a need today, come and see. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Oh, how I love you, Lord. And I cannot wait to see your beautiful face. But until then, God, I will preach your gospel. I will pastor your people, Lord. And, oh, Lord, we will follow you where you go. So lead us now, God. And if there be one out there, Lord, that hears this, that needs you, Lord God, let them come and see. Come and see. Well, Lord, we know that you stand with outstretched arms. Bless their hearts. Convict souls. Save people, Lord. And may they call upon your name. And we ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.